Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back is 12 after the hour. Thanks for being here. Listen to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Flexington is here, too. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of a number of books, including Self-Talk for a Calmer You. Boy, howdy, could I use some of that, right? The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors. Also, Make Your Shift, among other books and important work that she does. And she's one of the folks that we turn to when we want to put our best foot forward, not only in our business, but in our lives. She's a human behavioral coach and our good friend, Beverly Flexington. Welcome back.
Happy to be here, Jim. Always a pleasure to be invited.
Good to have you here. You're always welcome here, Beverly. So help us get started with get a jump on the new year. I know a lot of people out there, they're like I've always been over the years, the last quarter, especially even December, is just crazy because you're trying to close out a good year, or maybe you're trying to accomplish a good year. It's your last gasp to try to have a good year, and so you're pushing hard all the way to December through December, and so here comes Jim and Beverly saying, "Well, why don't we think about next year?" How do you reconcile those two, Beverly?
So true, right? And, you know, we can talk about what's the ideal, Jim, and then we can talk about what's practical in the
right.
day-to-day business that we're all running.
Right.
But I think that, you know, it just struck me. I was actually asked to write a piece for a client and explain the difference between a vision and a mission and goals and values and culture of your firm. And so as I was doing it, I was doing some research on, especially for small businesses, how many have these. And you know, I think that we kind of go from year to year once our business is up and running and we're doing reasonably well, things are okay, where that's exactly what we do. We close out the books. We look at our numbers. We will probably compare our numbers to last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which expenses were higher? Where did I do more with the same customers? But we don't often take the step back to say, what is it that, am I any closer to my vision? Am I, you know, really reaching the overall goals? When's the last time I stepped back and really thought about what would success look like? That's not mm-hmm. just in the numbers.
Mm-hmm. And so you're talking about above and beyond the performance of the company. You're talking about an overall success picture from a holistic standpoint. Is that what you're saying?
Well, don't you think, you know, so especially those of us that are small business owners, I mean, let's face it, I have a family, I have other things I do, but my
right.
business is my life. It really is
right.
a very core part of who I am. And I
our
think
that businesses weave a very fine seam between it and our lives.
Right? I mean, it's hard to clearly separate them. So
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, if we don't then also step back and, you know, think about, am I accomplishing the things that are meaningful to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I work with the type of people I want to work with? What kind of customers am I attracting? You know, how did I do this year in terms of the types of employees I hired? What's the culture in my little firm or my large firm? You know, some
right.
people have a lot of employees to worry about. And I think we don't think enough, Jim, about kind of some of those qualitative components and, you know, what do we care about and how close are we getting to
mm-hmm.
where we really want to be from a vision perspective?
Well, there's no question that that if you're a small business owner, if you're going to be happy, you must be able to define success in more ways than money and stuff, don't you?
And I think, you know, that, so as you said with my book about the Pocket Guide to Sales, I work with a lot of financial advisors,
mm-hmm.
and so I spend a lot of time in the financial business, and the research is actually very startling on how little, you know, our happiness factor goes up by the more money that we acquire, or the more things
right.
that we acquire.
Right.
So that's not to say, you know, I need to pay my employees. I want to, you know, make a good living. I like to send my kids to college. I want my business to do well. So it's not to say that we dismiss that part of it, but it's just to say that maybe we think about, you know, we take the opportunity to take that step back and think about what else is meaningful to me in my business. And am
right. And there are lots of other ways to think about your life. That part of it is the way you live your life and the people around you and all that sort of thing. But another thing is there are financial advantages to being a small business owner that don't necessarily show up on your company's bottom line. For example, if you own your own real estate and you're paying rent to yourself, you need to take that into consideration in terms of the financial advantage of your company. What do you think?
Absolutely. And these are the things. So, yeah, you know, just was reading the newsletter that came from my own accountant. And, of course, we have conversations every quarter and we do all the planning. But, you know, something like that, you know, he was writing, too, about, you know, the purchase of a larger vehicle and, the you know, the 6-ton exemption that you can get, blah,
right.
blah. And,
right.
you know, and I thought even about something like that, I thought, boy, when have I sat down and even thought strategically about when it is I want to purchase a new car through the business, or, you know, is there somebody else in the business should have one? Or and so I just feel sometimes like we get so busy in the day-to-day, which we can't help, right, because we've
right.
got to run the business.
Right.
But it's taking that step back and saying, okay, let me spend an hour, and to your point on rent, or, you know, let me really just think about the accounting aspect, financial aspect that is not necessarily in the numbers every time I look at my books.
That's exactly
think about,
right. You can't just work off your bottom line, even though we talk a lot about driving your bottom line around here. You can't just work off your bottom line when you're a small business. I mean, how many games of your children did you get to go to this year that you wouldn't have gotten to go to otherwise? Things like that.
Yes.
That's all. Yeah. That's got to be part of your success equation, doesn't it?
It really does. And if you didn't get to, right, if you say, well, that's a piece that, you know, we had a difficult year, you know, I found myself working a lot of extra hours. So then is that a specific goal that you want to set for next year? Because I think, Jim, you know, we will have it in the back of our mind, right? Okay, well, this, you know, this year things will be different. You know, we won't
mm-hmm.
have that issue we had last year. So I'll
mm-hmm.
get to go to more of those events, or I'll get
yep.
to go to this. But I think we all
hey,
know.
Beverly, I got to stop you. We got to go to a break,
sure.
but I need your website,
sure.
please.
It is the-collaborative.com.
All right, folks. They can find all your books there, too, can't they?
Yes.
So
books
check
are all
it out.
On Amazon. Yes.
Check it out, folks. 20 after, right back with Beverly Flaxenton. More on how to define success. Some thoughts on how to define success. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.